Thank you for joining me today. And this week on God Is, we're taking a look and a listen back at some of what we've learned together thus far. On Tuesday, I reminded you of my three convictions for this ministry. And yesterday, we discussed the very first reality we learn about God is that God exists, and He exists before the beginning. God is pre-existing. Today, I want to remind us that God is one. And we spend two full weeks on this, going into great detail, because it's a very important truth about God. Today, I'm simply summarizing for us what we learned. To get at this, I told you the Hebrew name for God in Genesis 1, verse 1 is Elohim. We worked at that name a bit, and I defined Elohim as follows. The greatest God of all. God is the greatest God of all. He's to be honored high above all other gods. By saying this, I am not saying that any other gods, with a small g, actually do exist. They do not. God tells us this repeatedly in the Bible. But we as sinful human beings do believe in and will honor other small g gods. So the one true God responds. Let me take you over to 1 Kings chapter 18. 1 Kings is another book in the Bible's Old Testament, and in this text we meet a prophet of the one true God named Elijah. Through Elijah we see Elohim demonstrate that he alone is God. But just before we get to the passage, it's helpful to remind you that the false gods Elijah is dealing with here are called Baal and Asherah. These are very popular gods in Old Testament times. I'm going to open by reading 1 Kings 18, verses 21 to 24, to refresh our memories. Elijah came near to all the people and said, "How long will you hesitate between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him, but if Baal, follow him." But the people did not answer him a word. Then Elijah said to the people, "I alone am left a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Now let them give us two oxen, and let them choose one ox for themselves, and cut it up, and place it on the wood, but put no fire under it. And I will prepare the other ox and lay it on the wood, and I will not put a fire under it. Then you call on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God who answers by fire, he is God." And all the people said, "That is a good idea." Elijah, believer and prophet of the one true God Elohim, sets up the test that will determine who the real God is. Elijah is saying, you call on Baal, the false god, to provide fire to burn up your wood pile. Then I will call on the Lord God, the one true God, to provide fire to burn up my wood pile. Whichever God responds, he is God. And notice how they all responded. That is a good idea. Let me pick up the reading in 1 Kings 18, verses 25 to 26. So Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, "Choose one ox for yourselves, and prepare it first, for you are many, and call on the name of your God, but put no fire under it." Then they took the ox which was given them, and they prepared it, and called on the name of Baal from morning until noon, saying, "O Baal, answer us." But there was no voice, and no one answered, and they leaped about the altar which they had made. So the prophets of Baal, since they were far greater in number, get to go first. And from morning until lunchtime, they leapt around their pile of wood with the ox on top, their altar, and they shouted out, "O Baal, answer us." But there was no response and no answer to this worship and prayer. Verse 26 says, "But there was no voice, and no one answered." Thus far, Baal isn't responding. So Elijah, who's standing there watching this, speaks up. Verse 27, "It came about at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, 'Call out with a loud voice, for he is a god. Either he is occupied or gone aside or is on a journey, or perhaps he is asleep and needs to be awakened.' Now Elijah is confident, you see, because he believes there's no other god except the one true God, the Lord God." So how do the 450 prophets of Baal respond? They try harder. Still in 1 Kings 18, I'm now reading verses 28 to 29. So they cried out with a loud voice and cut themselves according to their custom with swords and lances until the blood gushed out on them. When midday was past, they raved until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice. But there was no voice. No one answered, and no one paid attention. So they follow their custom, which we see to this day in the worship of false gods, cutting themselves and crying out and raving right through the afternoon until the time of the evening. But it doesn't work. Listen again to the end of verse 29. But there was no voice, no one answered, and no one paid attention. They are trying harder and harder, but getting the exact same result. No, no, and no, nothing. Baal is silent. And now it's Elijah's turn to call on the name of the one true God. I'm reading 1 Kings 18, verses 30 through 35. Then Elijah said to all the people, "Come near to me." So all the people came near to him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord, which had been torn down. Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord had come, saying, "Israel shall be your name." So with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench around the altar large enough to hold 2 measures of seed. Then he arranged the wood and cut the ox pieces and laid it on the wood. And he said, "Fill 4 pitchers with water and pour it on the burnt offering and on the wood." And he said, "Do it a second time." And they did it a second time. And he said, "Do it a third time." And they did it a third time. The water flowed around the altar and also filled the trench with water. Elijah rebuilds the altar of the Lord God that had been torn down because of the worship of Baal. And Elijah then makes a very large trench around this altar. He arranges the wood and puts the cut ox on the wood. And then not once, but 3 times, he instructs the people to pour water on the burnt offering on the wood. Then he fills the trench with water. Why? Elijah is preparing for a raging fire. Elijah believes with all his heart that the one true God is about to show up and win this contest. Not only will he prove himself as the only God, but he'll do it in a big way. Sure enough, read verses 36 and 39. You'll see it. Let me read 1 Kings 18, 36 to 39. At the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, Elijah the prophet came near and said, "O Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, today let it be known that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and I have done all these things at your word. Answer me, O Lord, answer me, that this people may know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you have turned their back again." Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. When all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, "The Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God." Fire. God smoked the oxen. Good thing they had all that water. Look at the end of verse 38. Licked up the water that was in the trench. Elohim wins the contest by far. He smoked the competition. It's not even close. Baal was dead silent. The Lord spoke. And just look at the response of all the people in verse 39. When the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, "The Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God." Notice the emphasis on all people. There's no doubt. Look at the posture of the people. They fell on their faces. That's the posture all of us have before Holy God. There's one God and he acts. He responds. He acknowledges that the people accepted Baal and Asherah as true gods when indeed they were non-existent and therefore powerless this whole time. All of the worship of Baal and Asherah was worthless, completely meaningless. Elohim is indeed the greatest God of all. Elohim, Genesis 1 verse 1, proves himself to be the one true God in 1 Kings 18. My friends, Baal and Asherah never, ever existed. Elohim knows this, and now we know it too. And what the Bible says here about Baal and Asherah must also be said of all of the other false gods at that time and since that time. Any god but Elohim is not a god at all, but rather a deity purely of your imagination. God is teaching us through the Bible that he alone is God. There is no other. To say that God is one and to be convinced that there exists only one God is not purely a theological or impractical idea. This matters a great deal to life in the real world. We're not just sitting around being philosophical. If you accept that Elohim exists and that he has moved out against the prophets of Baal to demonstrate that only he exists, then this one truth will radically transform your life. It means that whatever deity you have been worshiping is non-existent, and therefore it calls into serious question the wisdom of continuing to bow at those altars. To accept that Elohim is the one true and existing God means that you'll be required to dismantle your current altars, to turn from the worship of your non-existent gods and goddesses, and to build within your heart, mind, soul, and body an altar unto the Lord, the one true God, to worship Elohim alone. He is the greatest God of all. What a story. And this is a true story. It actually happened. Elohim breathes fire on the altar and proves that he alone is God. God is one. This was a real highlight for us this fall. And I want to remind you that every broadcast is also a podcast. Just go to 590amtheword.com. www.590amtheword.com and click podcasts. God Is will be there in its entirety. Go back and listen. You'll be glad you did. And be sure to come back tomorrow. We will conclude the week and the year. The year, can you believe it? With one more look back as we continue to learn who God is.